This is Will's Band of the Week for March 18th, 2012. Hello and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Barrett.
Hey, everybody.
And we don't know if Chris is going to be here tonight.
Yeah, I sent him a text, and he looked like he was on Skype, but...
Yeah, we thought he was.
His favorite basketball team played this afternoon in the NCAA tournament, so he's...
He may not have recovered. Elsewhere. Yeah, they won, so he's probably celebrating wildly.
Maybe he's...
Our team won, too, you know?
Yeah, the Badgers won.
Yes.
Chris doesn't like the Badgers. Did you know that? He just doesn't care at all.
Well, he doesn't have a connection other than living in Madison, right?
Yeah.
Chris is a Marquette guy. That's a Milwaukee school. Barrett and I, we are public school, University of Wisconsin products.
Right. I'm a Marquette fan though too.
Yeah, I think it's good to, you know, kind of root for the state overall.
Yeah, definitely.
Like I like it when UW Milwaukee does well too.
Sure.
You know, they're what they call a mid-major school. They're in a smaller conference, and they have to make the big tournament at the end of the year. They have to win their tournament, and they've been in it a couple times.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years or so, right?
Their UWGB is another one,
right?
Remember when they were in the tournament? They made the Sweet 16. That time they had this guy Tony Bennett on the team,
right?
He was the coach's son,
right?
And he's just a deadly accurate shooter.
Right.
And they took out Jason Kidd in California in the tournament.
That's right. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do you know what he's doing now?
He's the coach of...
University of Virginia.
Yeah, okay.
And they're in this year's tournament.
Wow.
Can't remember where... I don't think they've played yet. So, they call this March Madness. This is basketball craziness. Basketball craziness time of year. So, if you like basketball, it's kind of a fun time. There are 16 college basketball games today. There's even a high school tournament here in Madison.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just basketball overload.
Were there any upsets today?
Not really.
I'm not really paying attention this year.
Yeah. I entered my pool that I always enter, and I think I've gotten most, if not all of them, right so far. And I wasn't very ambitious with the upsets, at least in the early rounds. So, yeah. All right. You know, you can contact this podcast by sending an email to willsband@yahoo.com, by leaving a comment on the website, willsband.net, or by going to the Facebook page or the Twitter feed. And so lots of methods to contact us. Feel free to use any and all of those. And you can find the podcast on iTunes, of course, and on the Stitcher app, which has podcasts on it, including ours.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we have that one extra feature now, the Pinterest page.
Right.
It's just art. You go there and you see the art of the Will's Band of the Week podcast. And it's a thing of beauty, I think.
Yeah.
You know, the combinations of beautiful shapes and colors and pleasant thoughts, you know?
Yeah.
So try it sometime. Pinterest.com/Will's Band, or I think if you're signed in, you just type Will's Band of the Week and you get it.
Yeah. And you can go on there now on our page, and you can see, like, you know, the Explorers Club or tennis.
Yeah.
Not all of them, because we don't have it archived all the way back, but you click on that, bam, there you go. You can listen to the podcast from the, you know, launching it from the Pinterest page.
If we had the art linked from our web page, right?
Right.
But usually we can only put one piece of album art to associate with each podcast, so it would only be like one of the artists that would link like that, right?
Right.
The other one I had to just find it from like Amazon or something.
Right. So it's not a reliable way.
But it's still kind of fun.
To it. You're better off using iTunes than Pinterest.
But you could always
monitor your podcasts.
You could always go to Pinterest and just start clicking on stuff, though.
Yeah.
Right. And it'll be just
exciting.
You can
learn a lot of things about us.
Yeah, you could.
Did you listen to that Super Morrissey Brothers thing I put up there?
No, I didn't.
It was somebody took, I think, I can't remember what the song was. I think it was This Charming Man or something. And you know, like that old Nintendo original music with that bouncy 8-bit music.
Right.
It's like they had some kind of an instrument that played that. And so they do the song in that with that kind of keyboard. Hmm. It sounds really weird.
Yeah, that's what the kids can do these days creatively, right?
So that was my son's introduction to the Smiths. Now he kind of likes it a little bit.
It's a kind of a jaded view of the Smiths, I'd say, but that's okay though. You got to get introduced somehow, right?
Yep.
If he grows up into a really mopey kind of guy at age like 19 or 20, he'll get into the Smiths, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, why don't we do this?
And now it's time for the Death of the Week.
Okay, it wasn't really a huge one, but the drummer from the Doobie Brothers died.
Really?
Yeah, the original drummer. I can't even remember his name, but...
Steve Doobie?
Something like that, yeah. They were all named that, weren't they, Doobie?
Like I don't know.
Jim Doobie, Dave Doobie, Steve Doobie.
Like the Ramones?
Right. No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they did that, but that's too bad.
So I just felt like playing the jingle as the main reason I mentioned that, but... So it did make me think a little bit, if somebody, like, now, you know, all these old rock bands, right? And these guys are, you know, getting into their, you know, middle to late 60s, and some of them are dying, and so, is that news every time that happens?
Yeah, I think
so. I guess it kind of is, right? Especially if it's a band of, you know, great stature.
Yeah.
You know, last week on my solo podcast with you and Chris Missing, I did mention the death of Ronnie Montrose.
Yes.
And, you know, I was thinking, should you mention him? And I almost didn't, and then, but I listened to a little bit, and I thought, yeah, that's kind of classic rock from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, they used to play him on the Rockin' Apple, didn't they?
I don't know. Ronnie Montrose? I don't know. I mean, yeah. I read about it when he died, and then I read about, you know, what some of the, you know, more famous guitarists were saying about him. I thought, oh, okay. But I hadn't really heard of him, I hate to admit. So.
Oh, well, I think that just is the that time frame, because he was like, you know, I'm going to be wrong on this, but maybe like 1973 to 76. So by that point, I was getting to be a teenager, but you were still like 8 or something.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, that's me between 7 and 10.
You'd be a sick little kid if you listened to Ronnie Montrose when you're 8 years old.
And by the time I started listening to the Rockin' Apple...
Yeah.
I was like when I was 15, 15 and 16.
Yeah. So there's probably a lot of Van Halen.
Off the air then.
Is there a lot of Van Halen in Boston?
Oh, there still is. What are you kidding?
I know. You go back and they have the same playlist.
Yeah, totally.
It's pretty funny.
They'll play some kind of new stuff. By new, I mean like, you know. Well, you know, I bet they play the Black Keys.
They probably would. I have not. You know what? I'm going to make a point. The next time I'm in Oshkosh, I'm going to listen to the Rockin' Apple.
Right.
And just see what they play.
Well, as soon as you turn it on, they're going to be playing something from Rush's 2112.
Right, that's
like,
true.
And then you're going to just be like, I just can't do it.
Right.
I can't do it.
You know, it's similar to the WIBA FM in Madison, where, except the playlist is a little bit different, I think. WIBA is a little less just pure heavy metal, and a lot of Bob Seger, and a lot of The Cars, Foreigner, and The Eagles, and you know, and then there's the Boston. But we used to do this thing where we would say, I'm going to tell you what is being played on WIBA right now, and you'd name it and you'd turn it on, and it seemed like the rate was pretty high.
Wow.
It's like you'd say, I bet Bob Seger is on right now. You turn it on, you know, it'd be on.
Amazing.
Or Boston. You know, I mean, there are only like 8 core bands, really. Steve Miller Band, all the time.
It's
ridiculous. So. All right, we're reminiscing, and the listeners are thinking, I don't get it. This is pointless.
Here's how you can demonstrate. You can put it on right now, and you can take a crack. And if you get it, I will give you $10.
Should we do it right now? Should we find it, like,
get it
online? Well, probably. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. There's got to be a listen live, right?
Yeah, I would think so. So WIBA, that's 101.5 on your FM dial.
On the website, it says classic rock that rocks.
Wow. Yeah, that's my favorite kind of classic rock.
Yeah, I hate that stuff that doesn't rock.
There, it looks like that iHeartRadio thing right in the middle of the page. Here we got a text message from Chris, everybody. It says, well, he uses an expletive here. And it says, oh, something, I totally forgot. And then, I guess not.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Tell him we'll talk about that one band we mentioned next week.
Okay, I'm going to type that right now.
And while you're doing that, I think I found the play button. So I'm going to say Boston. Do you have a guess?
Let's see. Let me think. I'm going to say, I don't listen to it as much, but I bet they play a lot of Tom Petty. That's going to be my guess.
That's Paul Rogers from Bad Company with his band called Free. That was before Bad Company. That was called All Right Now.
Yeah,
see, I know my classic rock,
yeah,
don't I?
That's pretty good.
Yep.
I was trying to come up with what that was. I didn't know. I just know the song. Well.
We got to try one more. Give ourselves one more chance.
Huh? There's a vulture on the dead carcass of its original. Yes, it's time for another Cooper's Cover on Nights with Alice Cooper.
That's enough of that. I guess Alice Cooper has a radio show. Apparently. So, you know, that we can be excused because this was a syndicated radio program, right? It's not their usual playlist, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll try it again
sometime.
I think they would have been playing Boston if they were, not playing the Alice Cooper radio show. All right, I was telling you about the press briefing this week. This is my next item of music news. So, the White House press secretary, whose name is Jay Carney, he started out a White House press briefing a couple days ago like this.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming to the White House for your daily briefing. As you know, later this afternoon, the President and the Prime Minister of Great Britain will be traveling to Dayton, Ohio, where the President looks forward to hosting the Prime Minister at an NCAA tournament play-in game. As you probably know, if you're college basketball fans, Dayton has been a very enthusiastic host to the play-in games for a number of years now. We appreciate their hospitality. Dayton is the home of the Wright Brothers, the Dayton Peace Accords, and Guided by Voices, the greatest rock and roll band of the modern era, in my humble opinion. With that, I will take your questions.
Doesn't the NCAA frown upon play-in?
I'm not a sports guy, at least in this job.
Two questions.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah. Nobody had a follow-up question about Guided by Voices, though?
I guess not.
Like, doesn't the NCAA not like it when you call it the play-in game? Come on.
That was a lame comeback.
That was dumb.
Kind of, yeah. It was bad.
Come on, you got to ask them, when did, I don't know, whatever. What's your favorite Guided by Voices album? Or,
yeah, or
like the how old are, stuff?
Or how are Pollard and Tobin Sprout getting along these days or something like that? Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So,
he's kind of cool.
I was thinking, when Chris becomes the press secretary someday, he'll throw in a lot of rock and roll references, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he'd be talking about Why Oak immediately.
Right. Where are they from? You'd have to, talk about when President Santorum and whoever are meeting.
Right.
Sarkozy are meeting somewhere and where Why Oak is from. You can bring that up. Right. They're from Baltimore, right?
That's it. Yeah, I was thinking, and it wasn't coming
Baltimore
to me.
Baltimore is the home of Babe Ruth and Ballantine Beer and Why Oak, the greatest band of the aughts.
Yep. Well, you know what the other music news is? I think just that South by Southwest is going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't there. We are, 1,000 miles north or so?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. So,
why didn't we just say that we were there?
That would have been cooler.
We can make up a place like Sneaky Pete's Barbecue Pit. We're out here. There's waiting for a show to start.
Yeah.
The Heligoats.
Well, and yeah, speaking of the Heligoats, we should mention them, right?
Yeah.
They stopped by at your coffee shop the other night and played. It was Heligoats Unplugged.
Yep.
And it was cool. It's always fun to see them. And it was fun talking to them afterwards, too. And they were telling us about how they're heading down to South by Southwest. And they set up gigs, like, all the way on the way down there. And they were doing, like, one of them was telling me that it's, like, kind of a crazy zigzag. Like, it's not exactly direct.
Right.
So they were going to someplace in Iowa, and they were going to Lincoln, Nebraska. And I can't remember. There was, like, at least one other gig in between. Like,
That's not getting very far south.
Yeah, yeah, and then I think they had to go, like, Lincoln all the way to Austin, like, all at once. And then they had, you know, whatever. I think, didn't they have at least two or three gigs set up at South by Southwest?
I don't know.
A lot of bands do this. They'll play some bands. I was looking at some bands' tour schedule, and they had, like, five gigs at South by Southwest. They'll have, like, one at noon somewhere, and then one at 6 o'clock, and then one in the following afternoon, and then the following evening, or whatever. I mean, if you're going to be down there, you might as well play as many times as you get invited, right?
Right.
But I just can't believe how many bands there are, and, like, they can't even, like, how many venues do they even have down there, right? You can imagine them having, like, 8 or 10 pretty decent, like, rock and roll venues, right? But if you got 1,000 bands, and if you have somebody constantly playing at those 8 or 10, that's still only going to account for you, like, 100, like, bands.
Backyards, 200. And house shows and stuff like that.
They play on people's roofs and in basements.
Like, we could have somebody, we could have, if we podcasted out of Austin, just have, you know, one person in here at a time, like, on 3 nights. There you go. You played at South by Southwest.
Right, yeah.
All we need to do is be kind of, like, you know, certified to use the name, basically.
I think
on the program.
We could go down there and take a van, get, like, a cargo van, and then we could have the bands just play in the van.
That would be cool.
Just like a generator, you know, and they could just play.
Yeah.
If the weather's nice, you could just face outward from the van.
Right.
Or if the weather's not good, you could just, like, play totally inside. The drums would get a little loud, but...
Yeah.
It'd be cool, right?
You're onto something
so,
there.
Yeah. So, we're going to do it some year, right? We'll go and we'll do some live podcasts from South by Southwest.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So, and one more plug for the Heligoats. Everybody, pay attention, because I think... I didn't talk to them about this, but I think they are... in the process of doing some recording, right? I think they are.
Yeah.
I think there was a reference on their Facebook page or something. I don't know their entire catalog, but a couple of those songs they played, I was not familiar with, so I'm assuming maybe a couple of those are new.
I heard one new one, the one about the Chicago Marathon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right.
That one was a good one.
So
the other ones I had heard before.
So,
it was great.
Very fun.
And he had recently returned from Ecuador. You heard him talking about that.
Yep. Playing with Clem Snide.
Yeah.
Right?
So they're going to come back with Clem Snide, and I think they'll tell more stories about Ecuador. So we'll learn some more details about that and save that for a future podcast.
That would be very cool. All right. There's your music news. And I still think I need more jingles. We need transition jingles.
Yeah.
Would keep the listeners awake. Like right now, if a jingle came on that said, you know, and now for the featured band of the week or something.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I still have those recordings I made last July. And I've never mixed them or finished them.
Are they on your computer?
They're on, there's a little thing over here. It's a little, somewhere over here, I've got a little tiny SD card. That's where they are. Here. I'll show it to you. Right here. See this thing?
That's where it is, huh?
I'm opening it up. I'm showing Barrett. That's it there. That's the recordings. My son has a Tascam little mini 8-channel digital recorder, and that's what I did him on. So someday we'll have some more music for you, for, you know, bumper music, I guess they call it, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about lamb chop. Let me tell you my first impression of lamb chop. And I'm talking first impression, like, without even hearing the music. It sounded like a bad metal band.
Lamb chop.
Yeah, it sounded like, yeah, that's what I thought of when I heard the name. And then when I found out it was this kind of quiet folk type music, I'm like, wow, yeah. It's like throws you for a loop.
Yeah.
But they've been around for like a long time.
Yeah, and this right? is their 11th album.
And I had heard of them a lot, and this is the first album they've actually, you know, listened to quite a bit. So it was very interesting getting to know them. So do you have like earlier albums of theirs? And
yeah, I've got one called How I Quit Smoking, and Nixon, if you'll remember, was in my top 10 of the 2000s somewhere. I don't know which number.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yep. And several in between there that I don't know quite as well. And you know, this is the one that I've listened to the most since Nixon, and that came out about 10 years ago, so I like it quite a bit. I've listened to it a good amount.
It's called Mr. M. And now, is Lamb Chop mainly one guy?
Yeah, it's this guy, Kurt Wagner.
And does he just get different musicians at mm-hmm. different times? Because I saw a photo of them playing live, and there were like at least like five or six guys in the band. So.
Yeah. And when, you know, I, the way I kind of imagine it, I mean, he's really the only permanent member, and he's in Nashville where there are just a lot of musicians and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been around for a while and knows a lot of people. So I think I just kind of imagine it like, you know, he's recording and maybe he sends word out to some friends and somebody comes by and is like, hey, you know, why don't you sit in on the drums and, you know, play this part.
Yeah.
So it's real informal like that. And I don't know. Despite that, it always sounds tight and professional. I think he's just got a real high caliber of musicianship among his friends.
Yeah, and it's kind of quiet, but it's not really stripped down, you know. It's
right.
It's quiet, but there's a lot of, you know, it's one of those kind of rich recordings. So, what should we start out with?
Well, I like a lot of them. Is there one that stood out to you so I don't potentially steal your favorite?
Well, we'll have to make an editorial decision whether to play track one, because I think that's a really good one.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Should
Chris
we just
isn't
do
here
it?
To give us any trouble.
Let's just do it then.
I'm going to send him a text that tells him that you did that.
That we're playing track one right now? Okay, it's called If Not, I'll Just Die.
What the fuck they talk about? Maybe blowing kisses, blowing names. And really, what difference does it make? Oh, oh, oh. Grandpa's coughing in the kitchen, but the strings sound good. Maybe add some flute. How do you get the cops out, up in there? Well, you use a ladder, just use the ladder. Seagulls just avoid talk about seagulls. Running over some poor walker's head. Ops and electric guitar is functional. Oh, oh, oh. The young somehow they will repair. Damn dudes always crying, working under plain sight. And everything is blended, spilling over. Like it was the last thing on your mind. Oh, and who gonna miss you. Here come them crazy flutes. Crazy flutes again.
So, it's kind of hard to classify. I mean, some of his older stuff, and this one too, a little bit. You know, I think the root music is kind of countrified a little bit.
A little bit.
But, you know, this has, you know, kind of those sweeping strings and stuff like that. And it's always kind of been that way. Music grounded in country, you know, being in Nashville and stuff. But, you know, he'll add some soul music or, you know, kind of like easy listening or...
There's a fair amount of piano, which I kind of like.
Yeah.
I think there should be more piano in rock and roll or, you know, indie rock.
You need to listen to more Bruce Springsteen.
Well, we were just talking about the new one and whether we should talk about it on the podcast, and you were kind of ambivalent. So I was waiting for your impressions of it, but you said you haven't listened to it much.
I have to listen to it more. I've only listened to the beginning of it, and it's been so nice out that I had a really hard time. You know, because I listen to music in the car a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I had a hard time even listening to this. You know, I'd have to really look for time, like at night and when I'm sleepy and whatever, because...
We're in this just bizarre weather wave of... This is, you know, this is the... it hit 80 degrees here in the middle of March, and this is Wisconsin. I mean, this is crazy. So this is the earliest on record that it has ever been this... that it's hit 80 degrees in... Now, on record means, what, 100 years or something, but still.
Right. You know?
And I think the average high for this time of year is maybe like 45 or something.
If that.
Yeah, it's maybe low 40s.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of crazy. But we'll take it. You know, it's pretty darn nice. My wife was out gardening. I mean, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
But because of that, I haven't really wanted to listen to either the slow music or the Springsteen that I'm not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just playing, you know, putting on some Peter Tosh or some old Springsteen or you name it.
So it remains to be seen, but we might discuss the new Springsteen album at some point.
Yeah, we will at some point. I'll just at least have something to say about it, even if you guys haven't listened to it.
If the listeners, well, I started to listen to it, and so, but I was kind of waiting to see if, you know, if we're going to get on board with it, I'll, you know, give it a few listens through. And I think I've listened to, like, just the first half of it. And it seemed pretty decent, you know? So,
yeah.
We'll see.
That's all anybody could ever expect from something like that.
So, all right. Lamb Chop again. So, what are we doing?
I am going to pick one near the end of the album called Kind Of.
You never wake up from a summer's day has come to mind in autumn. Nights are heavy, nights are long forgotten. In every place and every heart, branches bear the moon that is begotten. Was it hesitant from the start? Some people say that when you're feeling rotten, kind of way, in our kind of way, lying still you listen to the noises. You roll your heads and rub your nose. Copperheads fare you like a further chance.
So what do you think of his voice? It's distinctive.
This is what I thought when I was coming up with comparisons. Cross between Bill Callahan and Cat Stevens.
Oh, interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that Cat Stevens. In fact, I after I thought of it, I went and listened to some Cat Stevens to, you know, just because I was wondering, does he really sound like Cat Stevens? Well, the vocal range is different. He's got a deeper voice than Cat right. Stevens, but there's a little bit of that. There's some kind of little quiver or something that's kind of similar.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun because I went back and I was like, God, I haven't listened to some of these old Cat Stevens songs for a while.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
There's some really good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Do you have any other, like, does he bring to mind anybody else to you?
I wasn't really trying to come up with who he
Well, especially if you've been listening to him for a while, you just, like, he is who he is, right?
His voice sounds to me now to be more, kind of more, it's got that wavering quality to it, more so than I think it did in the past. That's not to say that he sang like a, you know, wasn't like a songbird before, and now he's got this damaged voice. He's always sounded about the same, but I think he's just changing his delivery a little bit. Do you have another selection?
Yeah, I do. This probably wouldn't surprise you. It's like about as upbeat as the album gets. It's a pretty good one, though, too. Gone Tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you can be reliably dependent upon to pick the peppiest song
right.
of any Downcast album.
Right, right.
So, yeah, there you did it again. Good work.
Right.
I do like that song. That's good.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And, you know, if you wanted to go back, if you like this enough to go back and listen to Nixon, which is still his best, and I think that'll probably be, you know, no matter what he does, that'll be his high watermark. A lot of it is that tempo, or even brighter and cheerier than that. So it's not all so Downcast.
Cool.
I'll just pick one more then. I'm gonna pick The Good Life, and then in parentheses is Wasted.
kind of man. Can live comfortably. Just give it some time.
Well, you know, that has the downcast lyrics, but it's a little bit upbeat in terms of the tempo.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a photo on your...
Is this going
to go to Pinterest?
Yeah, on the...
Ooh, it's
Will's
very
Band
artistic.
Of the Week is brought to you by...
Right, yeah.
This week it's brought to you by Capital Supper Club.
That's right.
Can.
Right.
Which is a nice summertime beer for sure.
Absolutely.
The tagline is a Wisconsin state of mind, which is what we are in right now.
Yes, we are.
Will is taking his headphones off.
Right.
I think it's going to be brought to you by another can. Yes, please.
That's coming up. So instead of having the bumper between the music, that we have that sound.
Yeah. There we go.
Good, huh?
Yeah, you know what? That wouldn't be bad. That's a nice little bumper.
I could just make a little MP3, like a 1 second MP3. It's just a beer can clicking.
Yeah, we usually have the news. Death of the Week has its own thing.
Yep.
Then special feature. So it'd be like two of those.
Maybe we could put some...
That's about right.
Could put some reverb on it or something so it sounds cool. And
yeah,
we'll try.
That's a pretty cool sound as it is.
It is. All right. And as a transition, we're going to do it again. You know, isn't it great how we can talk about two bands that have never been discussed in the same conversation?
Yes.
Has it ever been? Have Lamb Chop and Grimes ever been discussed together in one sitting? You know, maybe by some other snooty rock critics from Brooklyn or something.
You mean like people like just us. Sitting around or that are
no, you'd have to
recording.
Be a complete geek. Maybe not recording, but you know, you'd have to be like a, you know,
yeah.
music journalist or something.
Yeah.
A normal person in their right mind wouldn't, right?
Right.
So I saw the reviews of Grimes and I thought, well, I should listen to this. And Grimes is actually just one woman. And I accidentally just pulled up the Wikipedia page for Grime. Okay, so Grimes.
Grimes is a city in Alabama, California, Iowa. And there's a couple of them in Iowa.
Yeah.
And Virginia, Texas. And it's a Canadian recording artist. You're looking at the disambiguation.
I think she's
here.
Too obscure to be on Wikipedia.
That's hard to imagine.
But if I remember right, I think her name is Claire Boucher.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And she's from, is it Montreal? I'm just going to guess now because it wasn't on Wikipedia. If you can't find it there, then, you know, forget it. So we'll have to go by memory. So,
all I know is it's in Canada. And if you say Montreal.
Sounds good, doesn't it?
That's probably where about 15% of Canadians live, right?
Something like that.
It's a pretty good guess.
Some cool people live in Montreal. That's the whole Broken Social Scene group, right? That's Montreal.
Is it?
I think so.
I think so.
And
so like Feist?
Haven't heard from those people for a while. I wonder what those guys are doing.
I don't know.
Remember there are all those solo albums and stuff?
Yeah. And
some of them are pretty good.
But that last Feist came out last year and was completely ignored.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Right. You were talking about that the other night. Yeah. Like she was like this up-and-coming superstar, and then an album came out and like nobody really cared.
Right.
It's kind of weird.
And but the album that Broken Social Scene put out in, what, that was in 2011, wasn't it? And we listened, or maybe it was 2010.
No, it's been a couple of years at least, right?
No, not at least. It was 2010
okay.
at the very...
2010, I think you're right. Yeah.
It was just like, you know, aggressively boring. Like, you got to be kidding me.
It was... Oh, that's right. It had like that... It had like the single was like 8.5 minutes or something.
Wait a minute. Didn't one of our Canadian listeners really love that album? He did.
Not sure. Oh, now you've lost a listener.
On a rag. Sorry. Don't you remember that?
Yeah.
I think I ripped it and he stood up for it.
Well, I kind of liked it, but I wanted to like it more than I did. And I just couldn't quite like it as much as I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, those guys are probably, you know, out doing all kinds of crazy recording and stuff, and we'll hear from them again.
Maybe
some
they'll
form or
take
another.
Our constructive criticism to heart.
I think a lot of bands, they listen to what we say about them, and they kind of adjust so that their next album kind of comports with what we think they should be doing.
Too many bad songs. That's my critique.
Do some better ones. So the album by Grimes is called Visions. Now, did she have another album before this one? I'm not sure. I think she did.
I
think this is the breakout album. And at first it sounded to me like some almost standard like dance pop, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I thought it, and I think as the album goes on too, it gets a little moodier and it's a little more interesting than like standard dance pop. So, you know, I think it's pretty much overall, it's kind of worthy. It's interesting enough. And you said you've listened to this a little bit, right?
Right.
Do you have any picks, or should I start with one?
You start with one. I just have more comments about the way it sounds.
Okay, I think we ought to play one that was like kind of a popular one first. It's called Genesis.
Yeah, that one started off sounding like a, you know, Kate Bush 2.0 or something. And then once that beat comes in, my interest is gone.
So the beat thing is like a negative for you. You'd rather have it just like stay on the,
probably. You know, and like you said that your initial impression was that you know, the whole thing just sounded like standard dance pop or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, and but that you, the more you listen to it, the more you got other things out of it and started liking it more.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of didn't make that second step.
Oh, you didn't get there.
I got stuck in the not getting it.
Well, maybe we ought to, let's advance to later in the album.
All right.
And see if we can catch you a little bit more. Because I think it gets a little, almost like sort of shoegazy. But whether that term applies, I'm not sure. So let's try this one. This is Symphonia, Roman numeral 9, My Weight Is You.
That's getting closer to something that I would like.
It's a little droney kind of.
Yeah.
Like,
I sounds
think
like really
way.
Early, part of it sounds like really early Joy Division.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
You know? But I still question whether, you know, if I was at a record store or something and they were playing it.
Yeah.
I'd be like.
You wouldn't be like, I've got to get this.
Yeah. I think I would have been completely not moved to even look at the what's playing now.
You weren't like as much of a New Order fan, right, as I was, right, in when they were in the total synth thing.
No, you know, I liked
like three
liked
or four albums into their
Lies, you know.
Yeah, and that's where they were still like total like mood.
Yeah.
And then
what was
then,
the one Low Life?
Yeah.
That's kind of where they lost me.
Yeah, and that's and that was one that I really liked a lot. So
yeah.
I think like this some of the synthy stuff maybe just harkens back to that for me. I kind of have that appreciation for that sort of moody electronica type stuff. I don't know if electronica is the right word.
Yeah.
So let's play one more. This one is called Night Music, and it's one of those featuring things like they do in rap, featuring Magical Clouds. Now, I think I'd be out on the dance floor for that one. You'd be standing on the side.
I'd be leaning up against the wall with my arms crossed. But, you know, might be tapping my heel a little bit with that one.
I think I just kind of like that. I like it really loud. You know, that's like that pulsating.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to, I listened to it at work when I was listening to it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna roll down the windows. It's gonna be warm again tomorrow, and I'll give it another shot. Maybe you'll like it.
It's worth a try. Yeah, and you know, this isn't your standard. I mean, like, you wouldn't have Lady Gaga wouldn't have a song called "Vowels Equal Space and Time."
Probably
right?
not.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give her some creativity cred too. So that's Grimes. So if you like the dance music with a little edge, I think that's what I'm going to call it.
It's good,
worth checking out. Yeah. So there you go. I think that's what we've got this week. We've got a couple on, you know, there haven't been a whole lot of like major releases lately, but I noticed there's a couple of things coming up. So, I've got a couple things in mind already, having not even heard them yet that I'm thinking, yeah, we got to talk about those things. And,
next time we'll have to give Chris a reminder.
Yeah, we better.
He's, you know,
if his basketball team is playing again, though, he'll be distracted. So
they'll be bounced by then.
They should be
right.
Yeah.
No, I'm teasing.
Well, I'm sure he would point out to us that his team is ranked higher than our team.
Right.
Not by much, just barely.
But yeah, they're like whatever, like 15 and 19 or something.
I think they're about. It's more like sort of 10 and 15. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Wisconsin's that high?
Yeah. Yeah, like 15 or so.
Hmm.
Marquette's around 10 or so, I think. You know, so combined, I mean, this is a pretty good year overall for those two teams. So, yeah.
You know, the UWGB women's team?
They were like 30-1.
30-1, ranked 10 in the country.
Yeah. They're
like a 10th seed.
They got like
7 or something.
Right. It was something like it seemed like it wasn't right.
Hell?
But they are in a smaller conference. So then, but the way they do the women's tournament, they have to play like at the arena of another team too. So
that's
have they played yet?
Terrible.
No, I heard they were going to.
I don't know.
Yeah. So,
I don't know.
But to be 30-1, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Although I'm very disappointed that they lost that one game. I mean, if you're going
to
win,
they lose to.
I can't remember.
Why did I even ask? Like,
if you're
going to
win 30 games, you should just go ahead and win 31, don't you think? And be 31-0.
Exactly.
I think. Yeah.
Exactly.
So I think it's just inexcusable that they lost that game. Clearly, it was a winnable game, right?
Right. It was dumb.
Yeah. Just terrible. So, all right, that's it. That's all we've got this week. And any closing remarks? Should we get sidetracked and, you know, make the listeners leave it on for a couple more
minutes? That's usually what happens,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Like some...
They're like grabbing at their headphones and then I'll remember something stupid.
Ready to turn it off. They're like, oh, God, they're not done yet.
Yeah. It's like I could start talking about how I went to the optometrist today.
That would be exciting. That'd be good.
Maybe I'll save that for another one.
Yeah. All right.
You're sort of waiting for me to... Just daring me tell that boring story, but I won't. I've got better sense than that.
Well, when you mentioned that, I was thinking I could tell my story about getting put under. Remember the thing I was telling you the other night?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the best. Oh, that's right. I didn't talk about when I went to the dentist either. And when they put the headphones on, you get like sunglasses, headphones, and the nitrous oxide, and they ask me what I wanted to play.
Yeah.
And I picked Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore East for some reason. I think because I'd had some of the nitrous that had been working its magic on me.
Did you forgot to ask if they had any 38 specials?
Oh, man.
Can you imagine? You'd be in the zone.
Yeah. Next time I'm going to ask for something that I like a little bit better.
Yeah.
They didn't even play any like ones that I was really thinking about.
Well, did they give you a sheet? Did they give you
like
a single space sheet, like, you know, when you see lists of like DVDs, right?
And that it was available. Like it was a 3-ring binder with laminated things and like single spaced bands on both sides. They had a lot.
And you picked the Allman Brothers.
Yeah. Live at Fillmore East.
Oh,
it was pretty rockin'. but I wasn't.
Is this
really
from like 1977?
It's like from 71.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. 77 is even. Yeah, that's too late for the Allman
Brothers.
Yeah,
that would have been like after Dwayne died in his motorcycle accident.
Is Greg Allman still alive?
He's still alive. Yeah, they still play. They still play around.
Wow, like 15-minute version of Ramblin' Man.
Yeah, probably.
Audience sing along.
Yeah.
All right, we almost made it to an hour. I think it's going to be really close.
Well, if you tell your story about when you went under, then we could break the hour mark.
They told me that I was going to get put under, and they said over here there's a dial, and you can select like music or you want to listen to or whatever. And then it was never even. There was never even any opportunity. It was almost like they're telling me the features that the room has that you're never going to use.
Oh.
You know? It's kind of weird. So
maybe you were too anesthetized to even...
Yeah, I don't know.
Like your arms became like leaden and you couldn't lift your hands.
So this was like a sedative, not a general anesthesia. So yeah. It basically puts you to sleep, but it puts you in this sort of altered state of like peacefulness. And so I came back. My wife was in the room. And she said, she told me later that she was sitting there for like half an hour before I was like fully conscious. I remember her being there for like 3 minutes.
Wow.
Because I'm like, all I remember is like, you know, how are you feeling? I'm like, oh yeah, good. Everything's cool. You know, and the nurse was trying to get me to drink some water and I drank some water. And I said, yeah, that's good. Everything's good. You know?
Yeah.
And so it's really weird because like, well, I guess just like you're like half asleep. So your perception of time is just really... different.
Right.
But then the funniest thing was that the instructions said, and this is beforehand, they give you these instructions and it said, do not make any important decisions on the day of the procedure. And I was laughing because I was like, they think you're going to like sign a contract or
right,
something.
Right, exactly.
And forget. Oh, it was great. So,
You could make a really bad one. Like the doctor could say, you got to bad rash on your leg. Should we just take it off? Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. Well, what if I was like still like barely conscious and they said, I think you should stop doing that podcast. And if I said, I'm gonna close down the Will's Band of the Week podcast, that would have been a serious decision, right?
I mean,
you don't want to be making a decision like that.
No.
So anyway, that didn't
happen.
But
you know, listening to the end of these podcasts,
yeah,
listeners might kind of get that.
Yeah, they might.
That narcotic feeling that you were talking about.
Right.
And they might sort of half in and half out and your arms feel like lead. And
they might not only turn it off, but they might turn it off and say, I'm never downloading this podcast again, right?
So time basically stops.
Right now. All right, we did it. I think we made it over an hour now.
Okay, good.
So got to give the listeners their money's worth, and that clearly did it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Why don't I go back and pick another Lamb Chop song?
You could do that.
I'm teasing.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.